reminder to media members on the call, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of our coaches here this afternoon. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Martin Inglesby, and his senior forward, Eric Carter. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Thanks for joining us today. Martin, I'll start with you. And even though this is a fairly young team that you have as far as on paper, it maybe is the most experienced team as far as minutes played that you've had at Delaware. How are things going so far in practice?
I think it's a great point for us. We were talking as a staff today. We have some older bodies on our roster, maybe not as experienced older bodies, but, you know, we have some guys that have been around, been in college basketball. A couple guys are 22, 23-year-old men that, we're excited to build around. And, you know, we got a talented group of young guards, incoming freshmen that we really like. Practice has gone well, and, you know, we got a long way to go, but guys have been really focused and worked real hard, as we gotten going with practice so far.
Eric is one of the veterans of this team, and you've seen it progress during Coach Inglesby's tenure at Delaware. How have you seen this team improve, and how are you feeling about this group as you head into the season?
I'm excited. I think every year so far since we've been under Coach Inglesby, we've taken like massive steps and everything. And I think the young guys came in this year eager to learn, and the vets and the guys that have been here are steady progressing. So I think that we should make a lot of noise and be really excited for the upcoming season.
Martin, Eric certainly had a breakout season last year. I think averaged nearly a double-double, certainly developed into one of the top post players in the conference. How have you seen his game grow, and what are you expected from him this season?
Really proud of his development over the last couple of years in our program. I feel like he's gotten better and better each year as a basketball player in our system. He's gotten more comfortable with who he is as a basketball player. And, you know, again, he produced for us night in and night out, you know, scoring the basketball, rebounding the basketball. We're giving him a little more freedom on the offensive end to step out and shoot the ball as a face-up forward. He's done a great job leading this group. As an older, experienced guy, third year in our program, he's got a good of feel for what we're trying to do as anybody, and really trying to lean on him as an old guy to kind of teach and coach and help the younger guys out. But really proud of his development. I know he's excited to have a great fifth year for us.
Eric, just talk about your year last year. 11 points a game, I think third in the conference in rebounding. You were up there in block shots. What was the biggest reason for your success last year, and do you feel like you can build on that?
Yeah, I think it's just our system and the way we play. I think our guards have a great job of, you know, the way that we play, entering in the post and playing pick and roll and making good reads and just being aggressive when I catch the ball. Coaches always tell me to look to score and, you know, play within the offense but stay aggressive. So I think just continuously doing that and being vocal and a leader, I think I can, you know, produce more than I did last year.
We're here with Delaware head coach Martin Inglesby and his senior forward Eric Carter. If you have questions for either of them this afternoon, just hit star 1 on your keypad. Martin, Ryan Allen, obviously the CAA Rookie of the Year last season, and yet another freshman in Kevin Anderson who probably would have been right in the hunt for that award had he not gotten hurt. Talk about maybe how Ryan has developed in the offseason and how Kevin is doing, and is he back on the floor?
Yeah, I mean, Ryan, he had shoulder surgery at the end of the season. He had a small little tear in his right labrum, so he was out most of the spring and summer. Got cleared at the end of the summer, has been back working out with our group. Obviously a very talented offensive player, the reigning Rookie of the Year in our league. And, you know, he's getting more confident in his ability to do more on the offensive end for us. So he's back, getting into form. And then Kevin Anderson, obviously a big loss for us last year at Christmas time with how well he was playing, how well our team was playing at the time. But he was back cleared in about April and had a good summer, getting stronger. He's got a great feel for our system as a quarterback leading our team. So, really excited about those guys in the backcourt and, you know, feel like we got one of the best young backcourts in our league to build around.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Melissa.
And that's from the line of Jen Titel, HoopsHD.com.
For Eric, obviously it seems like you're doing an excellent job of getting to the free throw line more and more every single year, but the percentage has only gone up a little bit from 2 years ago to last year. Is that a real point of emphasis for you in the off season? And is it more a mental thing or a physical thing or something else?
Yeah, I mean, I think every day we shoot free throws, and every day I'm after practice shooting extra and getting extra shots up. So I think it's just more being in a flow. I think both years I've shot the ball better from the line at the end of the season. So it's just starting, I guess, getting off to a better start and shooting the ball better.
Martin, while you guys have quite a few experienced players back, you've also got some holes to fill. Who are some of the new guys who have impressed you so far in preseason workouts and you think might see a little playing time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, two older guys that have, you know, experienced, but older guys in our program. Colin Goss, who sat out last year for us, transfer from GW, was practicing for us last year as a transfer, really has a good feel for our system, gives us some versatility on the front line. He's almost 6'11", can step out and shoot the ball from the perimeter, you know, gives us some options to play two big guys together. It's something that we got to look at. And then we have Ryan Johnson, who's a fifth-year transfer from Mercer, almost 24 years old, kind of a savvy older veteran, has been a good voice for us on the floor. You know, he can step out and make some shots, and we're really excited about our freshman class. You know, they all fit a need identified early in the recruiting process, guys that can make shots, and that was a little bit of an Achilles heel for us last year, being able to put the ball in the hoop and stretch the floor and shoot it from the three-point line. So we're excited about our young guys and having them here in the summer and seeing their development, and you know, they're all going to have a chance to compete for minutes when we get going in a couple weeks.
Eric, you touched on the fact when you were talking about the offense with the screens and the guards, there's a lot of times that you're kind of the lone big guy surrounded by shooters on the perimeter. Do you like playing in that kind of style? Does it open things up for you inside, or do you feel like it puts maybe more pressure on you from a rebounding standpoint?
No, I don't feel pressure. I mean, that's, you know, I've always been brought up as a taller guy to rebound, so it's just always been a job, and I think over the past 2 years I've grown to do better in it. And I think from our system-wise, we want guys out on the floor who can stretch and space the floor and make shots. So I think overall it honestly benefits me in a better sense.
Martin, as you've entered your third season at Delaware and your third season in the conference, how have you seen the program grow? And is it starting to get to the point now to where you envisioned it and where you'd like to be?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about where we are. I'm excited about our group and our development, really trying to establish our culture and really build off of the foundation that we've set. Again, really excited about, you know, we laid it brick by brick. It's taken some time, but, you know, I finally feel heading into year three, we're in a good place with our program, our system, our personnel. We have more depth than we've ever had. We have 11 scholarship bodies this year to pick from. We have two transfers that are going to sit out that won't be eligible this year, but they've really ratcheted up the level of competition every day in practice. So, you know, we got a white and a blue team that's really competing every day, pushing each other to get better. And, you know, to be older. I think that's something that I've really talked about. We were young, we were inexperienced. Now I finally feel like we have some older guys, some men on the floor, guys that have been in our program for a little while, that understand what we're trying to do and teach. And we really raised our standard of who we are and how we act and how we play. And I think that's been really fun to see as we've developed this summer and heading into the preseason and start of practice.
Eric, have you noticed that change as well, and do you feel like this is a group that is ready to contend for a CAA championship?
Yeah, I think so. I think since the day Coach Inglesby stepped on campus, it's completely changed. I think our culture's transformed into not just a basketball culture, but winning and overall executing. It's just not about games. It's about days and not necessarily being perfect, because I don't think anybody's perfect, but just really focusing and getting better each day, and things have been harder, and, you know, the progress is here, and it's shown, and I think that we do have a chance to compete for a title. I think that we have young guys who are willing to learn and excited to and can make shots, and I think we have vets that can, you know, lead the way along with the coaches.
Martin, before I let you go, just give me some of what you feel like are the keys for your team to have a successful season.
Can I say scoring the basketball?
yeah, that could work.
You know, we can't play in the 50s and 60s anymore and expect to win some games and muck it up. I do think we got to be able to put the ball in the hoop and put some pressure on the defense. And I do think this group can on the other end of the floor can be as good a defensive unit as we've had since I've been here. You know, we got some versatility, we got some size, we got length. We've really been committed to, you know, our principles on the defensive end and being able to guard the basketball. And then we got some size, too, to rebound it. So, you know, night in and night out, you're playing a little differently to win each game. But, you know, I do feel for us a commitment to that mindset on the defensive end, and hopefully, you know, we got more guys that can open up the floor and stretch the floor to be able to put some points on the board easier than we have.
All right, Martin, Eric, thanks so much for taking time with us this afternoon. Good luck to you guys through the rest of practice and as your season gets underway, and look forward to seeing you during the year.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob. Have a good one.
Thank you. All right, you too.